it's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Well, as you just heard Becky Lynn say in her newscast, there has been an agreement as far as the voting situation and a lawsuit by the Republican Party in Arizona brought against 15 different counties, or all 15 counties in Arizona.
The Republican lawsuit alleged that the all the state's county recorders, they don't follow a uniform standard for allowing voters to address problems with their mail-in ballots. So the settlement has been reached. Arizona Republicans and Democrats have agreed to allow rural areas of the state a chance to fix their ballots. All counties will allow voters to, I guess, cure their signatures, which means fix the signatures.
Through and make sure that they are right.
Through
correct.
November 14th, that's what Maricopa County has always been planning to do.
Correct. But there's more.
Yeah.
There's more to this story. The Arizona Republican Party and now national Republicans, if you will, are jumping up and down about this election, and they have a problem with the Maricopa County recorder and have accused him of things that are pretty personal and, in our estimation, pretty heinous. Joining us now is Adrian Fontes, Maricopa County recorder. Mr. Fontes, it's always good to talk to you, but, man, what a week this has been. How are you?
I'm doing great. As a matter of fact, I just spent I took about 45 minutes and went to my kid's school. They were having a recital for Veterans Day, and I heard the third graders sing for a few minutes. Now I'm back at the work warehouse, back at work.
Former Marine, correct?
Semper Fi.
Thank you. Right. Thank you for your service.
So, Mr. Fontes, let's go over what happened in the courts just a few seconds ago. Does the settlement affect anything that you're doing in Maricopa County?
No, this is an absolute affirmation of the adjustment we made here in Maricopa County. This is exactly what I had proposed earlier on. This is exactly what folks were trying to stop me from doing. And now they have all agreed that this is the right process. And I'm very glad that we are all on the same sheet of music. And I feel vindicated.
So you're going to keep counting votes. You're going to keep trying to cure these certain votes that maybe signatures don't match up. You continue to do that. No problem.
Absolutely. If it's good enough for the voters that showed up on election day without their ID to be able to cure theirs within a certain number of days afterwards, it should be good enough for those early voters who drop their ballots off in the envelopes with the signature. They can also have now the same opportunity under this settlement. I'm very excited about it.
Adrian Fontes joins us. He's the Maricopa County recorder. We know that the Republicans brought this lawsuit the other day, and they've attacked Maricopa County, but now they've attacked you. The Arizona Republican Party's accused you of premeditated destruction of evidence and voter regularities in this election. Do you know what they're talking about, and what evidence do they have? I have no idea what that means, and I would assume you're pretty angry because that's a personal attack.
No, I'm not angry about it. It's just, you know, it's political nonsense right now. They sent me a letter a while back telling me to hold ballots from the emergency voting thing that we end up doing under law, which is exactly what is allowed and required. And they wanted me to hold the ballots as evidence, which is insane. And it's also a violation of federal law. If I have a valid ballot, I've got to count it. I can't sequester it and catalog it and keep that person's identity attached to their votes. That's crazy. Now, the other half of that is the envelope. I'm absolutely happy to have those envelopes put to the side, those that we could put to the side because their notice came to us late. So all of the envelopes that we could hold aside, if there's litigation in the future, which, by the way, there is no lawsuit pending and I have no legal obligation right now, but in these sorts of circumstances, folks will say, hey, we might file a lawsuit, hold on to these things. So those things that I could legally hold on to, I am. Those things that they want me to hold on, which are the votes of legal, legitimate American citizen voters, I didn't. You know why? Because those votes needed to be counted with everybody else's votes. So that's what I've done.
And can you go into a little bit? You said it's also federal law. What does that mean? What is the federal law that says you have to do what?
Well, if I've got a valid ballot, I have to count it. This is a federal election for Congress, United States Senate, et cetera. So, you know, this is where there are consistencies. If I have a valid ballot from a valid voter, this is their voice, this is their vote, I don't have any right under any circumstances to hold that away from tabulation. I don't have any right to hold that separate so that some litigation can go beyond the time when we would have a canvas and when I could count it. And I think it's outrageous that somebody thinks that that's some kind of evidence in their possible lawsuit in the future that they're thinking about filing. Now, I have a record that they voted during a certain period of time that they don't think I could have allowed folks to vote. That's fine. I have the envelopes that they would have signed so that they could vote at that time. That's fine, too. We can have the litigation if they want, but there's no way I was going to let them get those votes to be not counted, not on my watch.
Arizona Republicans are saying that our guest, Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes, has destroyed evidence from midterm elections. Here's the second part of it, Mr. Fontes. You got the state Republican chairman, Jonathan Lines, says that you, a Democrat, and I quote, cannot be trusted to administer elections in Arizona. So he's saying you're a Democrat, you're against the Republicans. How can you count votes? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of.
Well, look, I'm an American first, and I swore an oath to the Constitution of the United States of America and the state of Arizona. These votes that are coming in, I would have no way of knowing who's voting for or anything like that. So Mr. Lines and his hyperbole are bad for our democracy. I hope that folks all over the political spectrum will understand, whether you're a Tea Party patriot or whether you've got a pink knit cap on your head, we are all Americans first. Our votes are all going to get counted under my administration, and let the winners be discovered once we are done with a thorough, accurate, and accountable election. That's where I stand. That's what I volunteered 4 years of my life in the Marine Corps to defend, and I interestingly find myself defending it still.
So basically, he's saying that you're fixing the vote, right?
Well, I really don't care what he has to say. I've got an election to run.
Adrian Fontes, Maricopa County Recorder, joins us. Any thought of suing for defamation with something like this when all is said and done?
You know, look, you consider the source. If Mr. Lines was worth suing for defamation, I might consider it, but he's not, so whatever. We don't need any more lawyers' fees and court fights. We just need to get on with being Americans and getting this election over with.
And you are yourself a lawyer, so okay.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, but a lawyer saying we don't need any more lawyers, we don't need any more, that's a pretty big statement.
Hey, Mr. Fontes, what do you think of if they don't trust you to count the votes, okay?
You're talking about the Arizona Republican Party.
If they don't trust you to count the votes, you counted the Ducey votes and he won, right?
Yeah, ironic, isn't it?
It is ironic. You know, there are other Republicans that actually won in votes that you counted. But they believe that.
Let's just put this on the table. This is political gamesmanship. It is posturing. It is distraction. And it is, frankly, not worthy of much more discussion. What we have here is a good election. Every board that I have in here is made up of Democrats and Republicans and independents and Greens and libertarians and opposing political parties, clearing through these ballots, doing the work that has to be done. We've got hundreds of good patriotic Americans in here making sure that this election runs well. It's the exact same chief staff across the senior management in this department that we've had for decades. In fact, our election director's been in this office for more than a quarter of a century. So for them to be thinking that all of a sudden everything has changed, it's just political hyperbole, and it doesn't help Americans to have faith in our elections, to have faith in our institutions and faith in our democracy. It is destructive to the American fabric, and I frankly am not very happy about it.
Adrian Fontes, Maricopa County Recorder. So I don't know the answer to this. If you can tell me, that'd be awesome. Did you change any of the rules when you got in there about counting the votes?
From 2016?
Yeah. Did you change anything? Like,
I can't change those rules. Those are all state rules and federal rules. So, no, I didn't change any of the rules.
So curing ballots, that was always there?
We are following the law. I mean, look, Pima County's been doing it for 15 years. You know, Virginia Ross, a Republican down in Pinal County, has been doing it for years. I don't know why this is all of a sudden a big issue that everybody needs to be suing over. And, oh, by the way, the Republican Party just agreed that this was the process that everybody should be going under. Mm. So where in the world is the controversy?
And see, that's
the rules that I put in. If the rules that I started using in 2018 are the rules that the Republicans now want us to go under statewide. Why is it that they're criticizing me?
And that's the part that we don't understand either. You would think that they would want to go after these other counties that aren't staying late, you know, from, you know, 7A to 10P every day through the weekends to cure these votes. And we have two sources saying that there are other counties that are actually destroying ballots in some cases. You would think that they would want to go after them. We can't understand why they are going after Maricopa County and now personally attacking you when you've stood up and said, I'm doing it the right way. I'm following all the federal and state guidelines. We just don't understand. And maybe it is gamesmanship. We just don't understand where the Republican Party is coming down on this.
Well, I mean, Mr. Fontes, I've been tough on you the last few days. I don't like the system of how you're counting the votes.
The
time it takes drives me crazy. But the one thing I do know about you is you are trying to count every single vote. I get that.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
And I see where you're saying that's the right thing to do, even though it drives me nuts that it takes 9 days.
I'm in the business of driving you nuts, sir.
I know.
But no, look, let's be serious for a second. Let's be serious for a second.
All right.
Here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with Republicans. I have Republicans on my staff. All right. We have to have a robust discussion among differing points of view in this country. That kind of intellectual pluralism is what the founders required. Otherwise, we wouldn't have elections in the first place. You see what I'm getting at?
Absolutely.
This is a country that was founded on diversity of thought. It was founded on diversity of position. And these battles are supposed to be fought at the ballot box. Look, I filmed a thing with County Attorney Bill Montgomery just the other day, talking about how the ballot box is where we settle our differences. And that's right. And that's the American way. Here's my problem with this. Whether it's coming from the left or the right, frankly, it doesn't matter. And because the Democratic Party's been barking up my tail, too, for other stuff. So don't think the Republicans are alone in this. All right. But the reality is this. When we get to the point where we are criticizing the institutions themselves, then we are dissolving the foundation of our faith in America. And I am glad to be a part of a country where candidates and initiatives and referenda and those campaigns can go toe-to-toe and they can pound on each other. But look, I was just right outside of my own warehouse here with a county Republican chairman, and we were talking about scheduling more party observers in the warehouse. Because guess what? They're all over our warehouse today. They've been all over our warehouse for days because that's the process. We've got Democrats and Republicans in the warehouse watching what happens. We've got Democrats and Republicans doing the hand count. We've got Democrats and Republicans making sure that all of these processes are good to go. In fact, I was just with the election director, Eric Spencer, from the Secretary of State's office, walking through because he wanted to see what was going on as well. And we were having a great time because he understands that what we're doing is on the up and up. It is fair. And that's great. And I'm hoping that folks all over Arizona and all over America will stop bickering about these processes that have been improved year in and year out. And I will be honest, and it's fair, there are problems around the United States. There are problems in certain jurisdictions.
Okay.
But we've been under a ton of scrutiny. And you know what? I welcome that. But undermining the officials are doing it for political gain. Look, I'm not even on the ballot. Like, what's the deal?
Adrian Fontes, Maricopa County Recorder. Thank you so much and have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen. God bless America.
The drop, another dump, will come out of the Maricopa County Recorder's office at 5. We'll have that. But when we come back, let's talk about what Adrian Fontes just said.
Arizona's Afternoon News.
All right, if you just missed our really, really insightful interview with Adrian Fontes, the Maricopa County Recorder, subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast. It's brought to you this week by the Southwestern Eye Center. The one thing that I agree with him more than anything is this throwing crap against the wall that undermines your confidence as a voter. We need to get it right. We should get it right. But if you keep picking at certain things that either aren't true, you know, it didn't happen or may not have any validation, well, then the next time you go and vote, you may think to yourself, does my vote really count? And that may disenfranchise Arizona in voting. And I don't like that.
So Fontes is a Democrat and they're targeting him because he has a D after his name. And basically what the Republican Party is saying is he can't count the votes right because he's a crook. Like,
or he's just a Democrat.
Not a crook. He's on the other side.
Right.
He's on the other side. I don't know the answer to this question. When Helen Purcell was in his job, was there since 1988 until 2017, she was a Republican. Did the Democrats ever say she can't count the votes because she's a Republican? I don't know the answer to that
question. Becky Lynn, do you remember?
I've never
You've
heard
been here
that.
Since the 90s.
I
do you remember?
See, I don't remember a story
I've
like
been here
that.
Since 07. I don't remember the Democrats saying Helen Purcell is dishonest and not doing it the right way.
I don't recall the story.
Either.
Yeah, right. I've been doing news here for, 20 years?
Right, and
I don't
remember that.
Anything like that.
So it just sounds, and the timing of it just smacks of political rather than, hey, this is what's best for voters.
So the Arizona Republican Party is saying Maricopa County recorder Adrian Fontes, he can't be trusted. He's a Democrat.
Right.
And he's destroyed evidence. Coming up next, the other thing the Arizona Republicans have been working on, which is a lawsuit that was heard today by a judge. Monica Lindstrom was there. We're going to try and catch up with her next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Yesterday, an Arizona court decided one piece of a lawsuit that the Arizona GOP has brought against 15 counties here in Arizona about voting irregularities, what should be done, what could be done. Well, once again, there was another hearing today. Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert, joins us as she's just getting out of that hearing. What happened today, Monica?
Well, today was supposed to be a hearing on a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction. But right when the hearing started, the plaintiff's representative stood up and he said that the parties had reached a settlement. And they proceeded to go through all the, housekeeping details. And then essentially they read the terms of a settlement into the record, which means they didn't have time to write it down on paper and have everybody sign it. They decided to just tell the judge what it is. And essentially, the terms are that every county recorder will continue to count all the early ballots in the same way that they were counting them before the election and using the same methods to verify or cure the early ballots that they were using before. So in other words, everybody just keep doing what you were doing before.
But Monica, we've heard two reports that some counties destroy or maybe don't count ballots. Is that going to be looked into, or how do you address that? You can't just say do what you keep doing if somebody says my ballot's been counted.
Well, I think that's why the whole lawsuit started, is there was concern about the inconsistency between the counties as to how they were counting the ballots, how they were actually verifying, not that they were counting, but verifying the signatures on those ballots, and whether any of them were being thrown away after 7 o'clock p.m. Election night. So there was a discussion between the four Republican Party plaintiffs and each one of the counties, and it was determined that they're going to go ahead and count all the early ballots that they received and continue to verify them, whether it's calling the people to verify or reaching out to them on social media, reaching out to them via email, or perhaps even personally visiting them. And they have until 5 p.m. on November 14th to do that.
Okay. Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos, legal expert, is joining us. What a mess this
I'm
whole
even
thing
more
is.
Confused now
well,
than ever.
Here's the thing, Monica. Well, I know. Apparently, the lawsuit was all about there are 13 counties in Arizona that handle these mail-in ballots one way, and then you've got two other Maricopa County and Pima counties. Well, they allow the curing of ballots, which, by the way, is basically fixing them. If the ballot, if the voter's signature doesn't match, they can check that out. So what you're telling me is that Maricopa County, Pima County, and the other 13 counties are all going to do what they've always done.
Yep.
So it's like this lawsuit never took place. It
yeah,
changed,
so what's the game? What's the end game
But
of
it changed
this?
Nothing, right?
Well, I think what it did do was make clear to all the county recorders that every single early ballot that you received, you can't trash, you can't get rid of. You have to count them. No matter what, you have to count them. And the verification process, what happens is when they get an early ballot that's in an envelope, they first check the signature with the voter registration. If the signature is matched, then it's all good. If there's any kind of question, then they have to try to verify or cure that ballot. And that's where the inconsistencies come in. So you could look at it as in, well, it didn't really change anything. But what it may have done was stop counties from not counting all the ballots that they received. And it also is giving everybody additional time until 5 p.m. on November 14th, which is next Wednesday, to get all of this done. And whatever they can't get done by then, allegedly that's not supposed to be counted, but that should give them enough time. Now, it was interesting because it doesn't change the overall inconsistency or the vagueness of Arizona law and how each one of the counties are supposed to act. There's not a uniform way for them to act when curing and verifying these signatures. And the plaintiff said, well, look, all the issues for this lawsuit have been resolved because this lawsuit was only about this election. If anybody else wants to raise a fuss about elections going forward, then they have to do it on their own. And what was hilarious, guys, is one of the plaintiffs stood up and they said, well, this case is clearly in view of all the legislators out there. They know that this is important, so surely they're going to get together and fix Arizona law.
Seriously?
Yes.
They're not going to really do a damn thing. They're not going to do anything. They're never going to get anything done.
Well, I guess that's my next question.
That's hilarious.
That is my next question, though, Monica. How do you, or do you, get everybody on the same? Look, we know that there are rural counties that it's harder in rural counties than it is or different than heavily populated like Maricopa County. Can you get every county on the same page and get everybody to do the same thing? Or is that a logistical and legal nightmare?
I don't think it's a nightmare. I think if the legislators come together and they agree on a very simple, plain, unambiguous procedure, such as every ballot that they receive by 7 p.m. on election night must be counted. Those whose signatures don't match, they have to be cured by, you know, maybe a phone call, email, social media, personal visit, whatever it may be. But I think that you can lay that out. And I think that's something that the Secretary of State is also involved in and has tried to fix in the past, but they need help with the legislators doing so as well.
Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. Thanks, Monica.
Bye, guys.
Man, wow. So
everything stays the same is all you need to know.
Okay, so nothing changes except they have until next Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Right, that's
but even then,
it.
If they're not finished, does your vote, how do you know? How do you know if your vote has been counted by next Wednesday?
Better count those votes by next Wednesday.
You have to.
So here's what it is. In 2000, that Gore Bush election in Florida had their hanging chads.
Yes.
Arizona of 2018 has the cure ballots. That's what
it comes down
to.
Yeah.
Cure ballots. What is a cure ballot? Cure ballots mean to fix the ballot if the voter's signature doesn't match the signature on the envelope.
Let's just say, and nothing has been confirmed yet. If you're Martha McSally, and next Wednesday, if you don't win, does the GOP sue again,
claiming
some kind of fraud?
Martha McSally has put an email out to supporters asking for money to hire lawyers.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that Sinema's doing that on the other side. I just haven't seen one of those, but what a mess.
You're right.
Arizona elections are a disaster. Good Lord. All right. We'll get off this for just a bit. Remember, the 5 o'clock, at 5 p.m., we're going to have another update on Sinema versus McSally. There's another vote dump.
Right, we'll give you
at 5 p.m. Sinema leads 8,200 votes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next. You know, we're learning more about the mass shooting that left 12 dead in Southern California. And there's now this big debate going on about active shooter defenses. Do armed security guards help curtail mass shootings? Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
We're learning more, fortunately and unfortunately, about the mass shooting that happened in California, Southern California, where a former Marine walked into a bar, a country music bar, and shot and killed 12 people, including a security guard, including a sergeant, a sheriff's office sergeant. And the debate now has become not necessarily about guns, because it'll always be about guns. I mean, that's going to be a given. Anytime you have a mass shooting, it'll be, you know, ban guns or my Second Amendment rights are important, whatever. But now what you're having are because there was a security guard there. Are security guards able to really stop an active shooter?
Well, at the bar in Southern California, there was a security guard, but he was unarmed. And you've also got to think of it, there was the guy that killed him, it was a sneak attack.
Oh, it definitely was. It probably came
out of nowhere.
The guy had no chance.
The guy had no chance. Mm-hmm. So the security guard there had no chance whatsoever, even if he did have a gun. But you bring up a good point. What people are talking about now is active shooter defenses. And is it a good idea to have a security guard there? I'll give you a couple of examples where security guards, it didn't work out real well. The Pulse nightclub. There was armed security guards there, and a lot of people were killed. There was an armed school resource officer at Parkland High School and the mass shooting in Florida.
Well,
that guy was a coward and ran
away.
Well,
that guy never confronted. Right, exactly.
But he was there.
You're right.
So you know, I would think, would I feel safer if I went to whatever place, if there was an armed security guard?
Well, it used
probably.
It used to be that banks had an armed security guard at the bank.
Now nobody needs to go to the banks. You just do it online.
Oh, well, okay.
But you're right. A lot more people went into the banks.
But it made you feel safer. So is it just to make you feel better about going to these places, or does it actually work? Well, Adam Langford, criminology professor at the University of Alabama, says a very high percentage of these attackers are suicidal. So sometimes they're shot and killed, which is their desired outcome. So they're going into it knowing I won't survive, and that's my point. And then other times, like we saw with the Parkland shooting, let me see how much destruction I can do and see if I can sneak my way out of this. You basically, I think, what was it, a 4%?
Yeah.
A 4% chance of stopping somebody?
The Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training Center at Texas State University found that just 4% of 106 mass shootings that it analyzed between 2000 and 2015 ended with the shooter being shot before police officers arrived at the scene. So you're only getting 4% of these mass shootings.
Of 106 mass shootings, yeah.
Only four. Yeah, let's say it's 100 mass shootings. Four of them, mm-hmm. We'll make it real easy because we can't do math. 100 mass shootings, four of them, the shooter was shot before the cops got there. So that says that, you know, four out of 100, the security guard will kill the guy.
So once again,
that's not good odds, man.
No, it's not. And once again, we go back to how do you stop somebody who is hell-bent on either killing as many people as they can and then killing themselves, mm-hmm. or killing as many people as they possibly can and being caught.
It's amazing.
It's tough. You can't. I don't know if you can do it.
Like it used to be, if someone were to take a gun and let's use your example, the bank. Well, they were there to steal money, not necessarily to kill people.
Correct.
And they'd hold them hostage. This is not that. This is some guy, some, you know, white young guy who is either crazy or, you know, disgruntled or, you know, he hates people, whatever it is, that knows his life is going to end in the building that he's assaulting.
Correct.
And he doesn't care.
Right. It's like a suicide bomber. How do you stop that person?
Right. So you've got to run in after the guy.
Right.
Because remember in 1999 when we had Columbine, we did not run into that school. And as soon as we figured out, goodness, we didn't run into that school because we thought, okay, the kids are in there. They've got guns. They're taking hostages. No, they're just killing people.
Right.
And that's what happens now with these mass shootings. You go in and you try and kill as many people as possible. So the police have to raid or, you know,
confront.
Run in as fast as possible.
Right.
But you're running into bullets.
And a person that doesn't care whether they live or die. They want to. Most time they want to die. So they want to be shot. Death by cop. Suicide by cop.
Or they'll just kill themselves. I mean, they're ready to shoot themselves and kill themselves. Mm. But they want to take people with them.
Yeah.
It's we talked about this when the day that this shooting happened. This is one of the biggest problems America has.
Well, isn't this becoming the number one concern?
For law enforcement.
For law enforcement. Yeah. Because it happens almost every other week. In some state, you know, across the country.
There was a guy that survived the Vegas shooting.
Yeah.
But was killed at the country bar.
Yes.
You want to talk about being in two places at the wrong time.
I know.
Coming up next, the Big Four at 4. We got four big blockbuster stories. Remember, at 5 o'clock, vote dump. We're going to see who's winning the race between Sinema and McSally coming up.